What's up, everyone in Wakanda and all around the world? And welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven, the sole ruler and king of the Nation of New Wakanda. Before we get started today, I'm going to say a shout out to Madonna. Appreciate your favorite podcast. Yeah, it's just a graphic suit. So let's get started. So it is yesterday morning, between 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. I just arrived at 38th and Post. About to go donate plasma. Until I decide to eat me something to eat. Normally I eat before I donate plasma. So here's what's going on. I go into this McDonald's on 38th and Post, right near the plasma center. Getting two breakfast sandwiches to hold me over until I get down donating. Until I found out there was not being very nice about that place. There was a young man who came in after I ordered. Oh, not after I ordered. It was before I ordered. I was ordering from one of the kiosks they set up. The pharmacy wasn't working, so I had to go to the front. And I cut her. Then a young man was here for an interview. That's right. We were supposed to have an interview at this particular place on Friday, but somehow whoever was the manager during that time told him to come on Sunday. And he showed up on Sunday. We were together. And the young man doesn't speak. I don't know if he speaks English or not, but he was doing that. I'd like to have somebody that could translate. Anyway, while waiting for my sandwich, the morning manager or shift manager that was there didn't know about it. Looked like she was rapid and I could get her. Basically told her employee who speaks Spanish that, hey, I'm not in the mood for no interview. Just tell him to come back tomorrow. And she probably wasn't asking for it. If there's one thing I don't tolerate when it comes to go to a restaurant or fast food place, and that is managers, no matter who they are, need to stop making fake excuses for themselves. You're a manager, you're supposed to be doing interviews. No one else can conduct an interview but a manager. And it's your job. Your job at least be out there. If not, maybe you need to call me, maybe you need to find out who is the manager that after this interview, find out what's going on. By sending him on his way, you're denying a young, promising talent in his restaurant. If managers like that, it's just a bad example and gives places like this a bad name. If I was a manager, I would first find out who he is. Then I would contact my GM and see if he had an interview today about it. Then I would follow the basic protocol. If one of the managers was in charge, he was going to be there, they would do that. I wouldn't turn them away. That's not how we're supposed to be doing it. Everyone has a right to a fair chance to work, okay? Now, I don't know who this manager is, besides you, but since he's setting a bad example for this place, she needs to be removed. We're good. Sorry about that, folks. I'm basically on the bus. And there's a kid on the bus acting like a goddamn crazy kid right now. So please disregard that. Please disregard that whole background, please. Well, I'll explain more about that, about what this kid is doing later. But anyway, I'm just going to leave you with this. If you are a manager and you post and there's someone here for an interview, you need to follow the basic protocol. Contact your manager that's in charge to find out who scheduled this interview. And they can basically take over the interview or just schedule it to another day. You don't have to be nasty towards the person that was here for the interview. So, I'm just going to leave you with this. Make sure you guys tune in later tonight because I'm going to be talking about a certain mother and child duel that I ride on the bus every single day. And this child has been acting like a crazy person for a while. Yeah. Basically, I'm too much sugar. Oh. Before I forget, I forgot to tell you this. So, the board of directors for my gamer channel, YouTube Game Tools, they wanted to offer a young, promising talent a video game to face me. And if he did beat me, he would get a secret shot at my undisputed YouTube Game Tools Universal Championship. GamerMania 7 that's coming up in April. To make things more interesting, they decided to put the U.S. title that's been vacated for months all around. So I told them, I'll give it. I'll face it. But if I win, I get a piece of title. I told them, if I win, I'm going to host a tournament to see who will be my number one contender. A game of mania. Everybody stay tuned for that. Because not only I'm still the undisputed champion, and also the United States champion. But I'm also the first ever Grand Slam champion of my own gaming promotion. So photos will be distributed to a photo shoot later this week. Anyway, y'all take care of yourself, okay? And I'll talk to you later tonight. Stay blessed. Stay safe out there. Also, watch the weather on your weather app to see what the temperature is. Do not go outside until you know what the weather is. You gotta be prepared every single day. And make sure you eat good every single day. Take care, everyone, and Wakanda forever!